Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. I'd like to welcome Randy Messer, Oracle Strategic Program Manager, HCM Development, back to the show. Randy's been with Oracle for the past 5 years and has more than 32 years of diversified experience in the high technology field, primarily in software engineering and related disciplines, including product management, marketing, consulting, support and pre-sales, and sales consulting with particular focus on new product introduction, early customer adoption, and strategic customer support programs. He is currently a member of the Strategic Programs Group within the Center of Excellence organization and has responsibility for the North America Payroll Year-End Programs and other COE-led special programs. Randy, welcome. It's wonderful to have you back on the show.
Frank, it's my pleasure to be here.
On today's show, Randy and I will be going over the worldwide payroll policy changes that pertain to cloud payroll customers. We will also specifically talk about update and statutory delivery options. So, Randy, let's jump right into the topic. Can you give our listeners an overview of the new simplified maintenance schedule for HCM Cloud payroll customers?
Yes. We're announcing that for HCM Cloud payroll customers, there will be no mandatory monthly updates required beginning in March 2019. We're also announcing that we're moving all HCM Cloud customers to a new simplified quarterly update schedule with reduced numbers of statutory updates during the calendar year based on a unified model of 4 quarterly updates per year with country-level legislative updates provided when needed, where needed.
Is this new simplified maintenance schedule effective worldwide or just for a specific set of countries where customers are using HCM Cloud payroll?
Frank, yes. This is a worldwide policy for all HCM Cloud payroll users. We previously had different requirements at a country level for the adoption of mandatory monthly opt-in updates to deliver statutory and payroll functional updates. For example, we required monthly opt-in year-round for the U.S., for Canada, just for a few months of the year, and for the UK, there was no monthly opt-in required.
And when does this new policy go into effect, and when is the changeover period?
So this new policy is being implemented now in February, and in terms of some background changes, and will officially be effective as of 1 March 2019. On that date, all HCM Cloud payroll customers will have been reset to be on a quarterly update schedule, unless they had specifically requested to be on monthly opt-in. If so, they were retained on the opt-in monthly update schedule. If customers do not want to be on the default quarterly update timeline, they can request to be put back on a monthly update model.
Okay, great. So what are the general benefits of this new policy over the previous policy for cloud payroll monthly and statutory update timing?
The overall benefit of this policy change is to offer customers a simpler update model with greater consistency worldwide and reduced update events impacting customer use of their HCM environments, particularly payroll. For instance, there'll be significantly reduced downtime, a major reduction in the amount of time required to validate payroll and statutory updates, and increased availability of their HCM application solutions.
So what is Oracle doing to implement the policy, and what do customers have to do to adopt this new policy?
Frank, Oracle is automatically moving the HCM Cloud payroll customers from a monthly opt-in schedule to the default quarterly schedule, where they may have been on the monthly schedule, which is the baseline for the entire fleet. This has been underway in January and February of this year and will be complete by 1 March 2019. Once on the default quarterly schedule, Oracle will automatically apply the required quarterly updates and all of the needed statutory and legislative updates without customers needing to specifically request them. We will publish a year-long schedule so that customers and their systems integrators will have predictability as to the future payroll updates, as to target dates and overall cadence during the year.
What happens to customers who opted in for monthly updates now that quarterly updates are the default for HCM Cloud payroll customers?
Yes. Again, any customer who had explicitly requested to be placed on the monthly update via an opt-in request has been left on the monthly opt-in list at this time. They will continue to receive their monthly updates for their HCM applications, including HCM Cloud Payroll, as well as any legislative or regulatory updates when they are available. Again, rather than receiving these updates in a quarterly fashion and some coordinated updates for regulatory changes, these updates will be spread across the monthly update packages they'll be receiving once on the opt-in process.
Okay, so they can still stay on the monthly update.
Correct.
That's what I'm hearing. Okay, great. Are monthly updates still an option after this new policy goes into effect? And how do customers request being placed back on monthly opt-in if that's their preferred update model?
Yes, I want to assure customers that there is no change to the customer option to request the opt-in for monthly updates. This remains an option that they can request via service request to my Oracle support at any time. This can include both a single monthly update, otherwise known as the monthly maintenance pack, or to be placed on monthly opt-in for a fixed period or an ongoing monthly until another service request is raised to request a stop to monthly updates in favor of adopting the quarterly update model.
Okay, great. I'm sure our customers are happy to hear that. So what do customers need to do to adopt the new cloud payroll update policy once it goes into effect in March 2019?
So when the new policy goes into effect on March 1, most customers need do nothing at all. As we've noted, Oracle has automatically moved them to a new quarterly update schedule, and then will transparently apply both the quarterly updates and any statutory or other regulatory changes when required as per our published calendar for the year. And again, that will be done at the local legislative level, at the country level. Again, the schedule will be published so that customers will know when to expect these quarterly updates and any additional legislative updates, and what they will contain by way of functionality and specific statutory updates. If a customer wants to pursue the exception to be a self-managed customer, they need to request an opt-in to that schedule by raising a service request by February 15th of this year so that their update process is effective for March 2019 and following. They'll also need to specifically request individual statutory regulatory updates during the year by monitoring the updates for their country identified in the information center relevant for their country.
Okay, and what if a customer has like a very specific requirement that doesn't fit the Oracle managed update model? Is there a flexible update model that they can request?
Yes, as I mentioned, it is for these circumstances that we offer an exception path from the standard Oracle managed schedule, in that a customer can be self-managing and self-directed as to the timing of their statutory updates. Oracle will continue to deliver the standard quarterly updates to all customers, but will allow a self-directed model to be used when customers have special needs for the uptake of legislative update content, as well as the timing of those updates.
Okay, great. It's good to have that flexibility. So what's involved in a customer adopting the self-managed option for receiving cloud payroll updates?
Frank, it's a simple two-step process. First, the customer needs to log a service request in My Oracle Support, requesting that they be placed on the self-service, self-directed calendar and removed from the default quarterly update list. This needs to happen no later than Friday, February 15th. Following their opt-in communication, they then need to request via another service request in MOS the specific statutory or regulatory update they want to receive and when they'd like that applied to their environments. They will then receive a confirmation from support and cloud operations regarding that request and confirming the delivery dates and target environments for those updates.
Okay, great. Thanks for that, Randy. So let's talk a little bit about the different countries here. So what will the new updated cloud policy, cloud payroll policy, look like for a U.S.-based customer?
Right. The U.S. customer will have four quarterly updates, which are required. Again, as most customers understand, that is a mandatory update. The U.S. customers will have five legislative updates. Those will be delivered in March, June, September, December, and January. The legislative update cumulative weekly bundles for March, June, and September will go in stage instances 1 week before going to production instances. The December year-end and year-begin legislative updates will go to stage instances on 13 December 2019 and to production on 20 December 2019 to assure customers that they have those required updates in place before processing their end-of-year and year-begin payrolls.
Okay, and what does the update model look like for a Canadian cloud payroll customer?
Yes, for a Canadian-only payroll customer, the update schedule is pretty simple. It follows the four quarterly update model, and those updates are required, of course, as does the U.S. customer base. However, Canadian customers only have two legislative updates, one in December and one in January, to provide them the year-end and year-begin updates needed for their legislative environments.
All right, continuing on, what about cloud payroll customers in the United Kingdom? What will their update model look like?
Yes. Again, for the UK-based customer, they're going to follow the general pattern of four required quarterly updates, as we've mentioned for other countries. And again, these are mandatory as for the US and for Canadian customers, but they have only one legislative update required in the year, which occurs in March.
All right. And Mexico in the Middle East, what will the new cloud payroll update schedule look like for the customers in those areas?
Yes. So as we expand our payroll footprint around the world, we do have some slightly different conditions in these countries. So for payroll customers in Mexico, we're targeting to include them in their first quarterly group following the payroll cadence February, May, August, and November. So these quarterly updates will be mandatory for all Mexican payroll customers as they are for other countries. At the moment, we have not identified any need for any legislative updates at this country level. For the Middle Eastern countries, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and Kuwait, they are also required to take four quarterly updates on the payroll schedule, but again, no legislative updates being required have been identified at this point in time. If there is a need for any legislative updates, we will add an additional update where required in the quarterly schedule and update the customers as to the timing of those updates.
Okay, and what about cloud payroll updates for China? What's the new schedule for cloud payroll customers there?
Yes. So again, for China-based customers, they're also going to follow the four-quarter update model as the rest of the world for any payroll activities. As with other countries, there's no specific legislative updates identified at this time, so none are indicated on the published schedule. All the quarterly updates, again, are required here as they are for the other countries to provide a proper baseline for their HCM environments.
Excellent. Thank you for all that detail, Randy. So can you briefly summarize for our listeners the required actions a customer needs to take to adopt the Oracle Managed Cloud Payroll Update Schedule?
Right. So to recap, for most customers, there's no immediate action required. Oracle has already moved the payroll customers from monthly opt-in, unless they specifically requested to be on that update timeline, to the quarterly default schedule, the February, May, August, November timeline. Oracle will automatically apply the quarterly updates in these months and the legislative updates required at quarter end in March, June, and September. Again, this is for primarily the U.S. customers. We'll then also apply the year-end legislative updates in December and January of each year. If a customer would like an additional monthly maintenance pack, they can open a service request in My Oracle Support to request it, or again can opt to be placed back on a monthly opt-in for a specific period of months if there's a special need based on operational or business circumstances. Oracle will apply the legislative updates automatically using a cumulative weekly bundle without the customer needing to log a service request in My Oracle Support to request these legislative updates. Customers also have the option to request other cumulative weeklies to get additional fixes sooner if they're available. The legislative updates do not contain any middle tier or business intelligent fixes. They're focused on the payroll, legislative, and related fixes.
Okay, great. So that's for the Oracle Managed Cloud Payroll Update Schedule. So what are the required actions for customers that are self-managing their update process and specific date updates?
Yes. So again, to recap, if a customer has special circumstances and wants to request the exception path to become a self-managed, self-directed customer for the payroll legislative updates, they need to open a service request in My Oracle Support to request opt-in to the self-managed schedule track. This needs, again, to occur by February 15th for a March monthly change to take effect, else it will become effective after the March 29 based on date of the SR creation. Customers will receive a confirmation from Support and Cloud Operations that they are now in the self-managed group, and then they'll automatically receive all the quarterly updates as do other customers as those are required. Customers then need to review the legislative update documents in the Information Center for their specific country and identify when a relevant legislative update is available that they want to consume. Then they need to raise a second service request in My Oracle Support to have that specific update applied to their environments at a specific date. We recommend customers subscribe to My Oracle Support Hot Topics to ensure that they do not miss any critical updates through the push publication process that Hot Topics provides on legislative and other information in the payroll space.
Okay, great. Thanks, Randy. What does a U.S.-based customer receive for cloud payroll updates if they are an Oracle-managed update customer?
Yes. So a U.S.-based customer on the Oracle standard update schedule will receive four quarterly updates mandated by Oracle in February, May, August, and November to the stage environments in the first week of the month and production environments on the third week of that month. They'll receive one year-end mandatory cumulative weekly update for legislative changes in December, three quarter-end recommended cumulative weekly updates for legislative content in March, June, and September, and two year-end, year-begin recommended cumulative weekly updates for legislative changes in November and January. All the legislative updates will be applied automatically to your instances on the published schedule, and you'll receive notifications as to when the updates will be applied so that you'll be aware of the timing and the nature of the updates.
Okay, you've talked a lot about the Oracle Managed Cloud Payroll Update Schedule, customers, and the process for that. Can you talk about the update process for a self-managed, self-directed update customer?
Right. For a self-directed customer, we'll deliver four required quarterly updates in February, May, August, and November, and one year-end cumulative weekly update for legislative changes in December. Any additional legislative updates will have to be identified as something the customer would want or need by monitoring their country-level information center and payroll information tab, and then raising a service request in My Oracle Support to request that specific update.
Great. Okay. So what happens if a self-directed customer forgets to request a cloud payroll legislative update? I mean, this is really important. So are they protected against missing a required update by some internal review process in Oracle?
Yes, we've provided a safety net. If a customer misses a critical update, we'll apply then automatically at the time of the next quarterly update or any extra monthly maintenance pack content the customer may request. The self-managed customers are treated as exceptions, and they'll be reviewed as to the uptake of their legislative updates to ensure they're receiving all required and recommended updates as the quarterly update process continues through the year.
Okay, great. It's really good to hear that the safety net is there, Randy, so thank you for that. Can you provide a brief recap of the options now available to HCM Cloud Payroll customers for the new cloud payroll update process?
Yes, the HCM Cloud Payroll customers worldwide have two primary paths for their annual updates. The majority of customers will pursue the default Oracle standard schedule, to which all payroll customers are assigned by default, which provides them a required quarterly update, and then at a country level, the required legislative updates on an annual basis to keep them updated and compliant with their local legislative context. We have a second option as an exception path for the small number of expected cloud payroll customers who may need to have a self-managed, self-directed path on how and when they receive their legislative updates. They will remain on the standard quarterly update schedule, as will the Oracle standard customers, but have the ability to define when they will uptake any relevant legislative content for their environments on a custom timeline.
Okay, and overall, how will the policy changes for cloud payroll customers worldwide impact them in March and going forward for the next year?
Well, to summarize, this policy will standardize and simplify the HCM Cloud payroll customers' update schedule and how we'll deliver the necessary legislative updates to their environments with the least frequency of updates and minimum of required downtime. The removal of the monthly update requirements for U.S. customers and secondarily for Canadian customers for a shorter period will significantly benefit them with increased uptime and a simpler yearly schedule for uptake and validation of both their quarterly and legislative updates.
Great. And last question. Where can customers go to review documents with details on the policy changes and options?
We'll be publishing a new policy document on this payroll policy, the Payroll Simplified Maintenance Policy, and providing it as a policy update to the My Oracle Support Knowledge Base area in the next week or so. That document will recap the changes to the payroll policy update model, and it will provide details on how customers will be supported on both the Oracle standard schedule and the exception-based, self-managed, self-directed update schedule. The new policy document will be complemented by any appropriate changes to the Master Fusion Applications Update policy document already published in My Oracle Support in the Knowledge Base area.
Great. Randy, thank you for returning to HCM Cloud Talk Radio and providing a very comprehensive description of the worldwide cloud payroll policy change to our listeners. I'm sure our cloud payroll customers appreciate the details and information you provided here today. And I hope you can join us again in the future to discuss another cloud payroll topic. You're always welcome here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio, and it would be a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Look forward to joining you again soon, Frank. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. And if you'd like to learn more about the worldwide cloud payroll policy change, please visit My Oracle Support by going to support.oracle.com and search for the following documentation. Information Center, Fusion Human Capital Management, United States, and that's doc ID 206-358-8.2. Information Center again, and that's Fusion Human Capital Management, Canada, and that's doc ID 210-258-6.2. Information Center again, Fusion Human Capital Management, United Kingdom, and that's doc ID 209-034-2.2. And Information Center, Fusion Human Capital Management, Mexico. And that's doc ID 218-0737.2. You can also go to the All White Papers for Fusion Applications HCM, doc ID 150-448-3.1, Oracle Applications Cloud, Fusion Applications Update Policy, and that's doc ID 196-6109.1. And last but not least, the document that Randy pointed out earlier, Oracle Payroll Simplified Maintenance Policy, and that's doc ID 250-157-1.1. And as Randy mentioned, that information will be up there very shortly. And if you have any questions about the show today, you can send me an email to hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. You can also send any ideas or suggestions for topics you'd like to hear on future HCM Cloud Talk Radio shows to that email address as well. We're always interested to hear from you, so please send us a note with your thoughts. Thank you for your interest today in our show about worldwide payroll policy change, update statutory delivery options. We hope you found the content we provided informative and helpful for your Oracle Cloud Payroll service. I'm Frank Cowell, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.